I'm with Brendan Barber, General Secretary of the TUC, backstage at the Save Our NHS rally. Brendan, are you pleased with how it's been going this evening?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a fantastic event. We've got the hall absolutely full. I know there are hundreds of people who haven't been able to get in, who wanted to be with us as well, and indeed who are with us even if they haven't been able to come in and hear the speeches. And we've heard from so many different people, people who've been patients and value the NHS because of the difference it's made to their lives or their families' lives, people who work in all the different parts of delivering the NHS, are part of that fantastic team that the NHS is in delivering care, some of the politicians, some of the professional organisations and unions that represent staff, a real wide range of people all with a single united message: it isn't too late to stop this bill, and the politicians really ought to take a step back and realise they've taken a massively wrong turning in trying to force this bill through.
What do you think might be the consequences for the politicians that do support this bill if they ignore all of that opinion?
Well, I think they'll pay an absolutely devastating political price, because the attention that the bill has received isn't going to disappear, even if it goes on the statute book. We will be watching like hawks to see how the government actually implement the provisions of the bill. And as we see the attempt to privatise ever bigger, you know, parts of the service, we'll be fighting every one of those battles. The battle doesn't finish over this piece of legislation. The battle will go on as they try to impose this culture of competition, marketisation, commercialisation, privatisation, call it what you will. We'll be battling against that every single step of the way. And we know from all the opinion polls, we've got the British people on our side of the argument.
Thank you very much, Brendan. Thank you.